This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing, where you're doing it, or how you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along, and thank you for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, as well as Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to make a statement, and then we'll go from there. I believe Hunter Biden was selling access to his father. What do you think?
I think he just stated the obvious. I mean, that's been the assertion for, you know, quite some time since the whole news broke about Ukraine and Russia and China.
However, Daddy-O said wasn't true, didn't happen, didn't know what his son was doing, didn't have any conversations with him and all that, which we now know is an outright lie.
Correct. And he also said the same thing about his brother with the getting the housing contract for Iraq.
Yep. So, where do we go now? I mean, is this going to be an investigation?
Well, Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, who is the chairman of the Department of Homeland Security Committee in the Senate side, you know, has been doing the investigation. He released a report, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, about Biden and listed all the things in there that they had found. While nothing in there was illegal, it was just had the appearance of being like nepotism and, you know, all of that. But again, not necessarily illegal. But he was also getting limited information. He was putting out there what he possibly could and simply describing what the Bidens, plural, had been doing. That, you know, where the media had not been doing their job, okay? Remember, going into the, you know, our last election, the media was all over every single Republican, especially Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, going back, to decades. Okay, but they haven't done that with Biden. And so this is, the Republicans' efforts, and rightly so, in some, you know, conservative media, the Breitbarts and the Daily Callers and whatnot and the Epoch Times, to do the work, since big media is not doing it. So, anyway, now that we have this next bombshell, the only one that I see that's doing necessarily any kind of work on this is Fox. They're trying very hard to get the real details and interviews and calendars and all these other kinds of things to validate all of the assertions in the New York Post article. So this is, Ron Johnson now has added this laptop matter to his addendum slash investigation on the Bidens.
Then you've got Twitter and the boss, Jack, at Jack is his Twitter handle, who admitted the company blew it by restricting the New York Post bombshell, but yet they haven't done anything to fix it quite yet. You still can't post anything about the New York Post article on Twitter. And Facebook, by the way, has also got a restriction there, too.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if, I mean, Kelly McEnany's account was locked out. I mean, there were, you know, probably.
So was it the New York Post?
Correct. So. Mm-hmm. The Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee, which have their own website, the GOP House Judiciary Committee, because it's been blocked, they published the article over there.
Well, Josh Hawley is apparently the chairman of some sort of committee.
He's not the only one. Senator Hawley has issued a letter. Ted Cruz has issued a letter. I think Tom Cotton has issued a letter. So they're all over it. I mean, this thing went ballistic last night, not only when it got released, but when Twitter was, shutting it down and Facebook was restricting distribution. They all went nuts, so it went airborne last night pretty fast.
Yeah, and the Biden campaign is being somewhat polite. They're just saying that the meeting with the Burisma executive wasn't on the schedule, but they're not saying it didn't happen.
Well, not only that, but there are gaps in the schedule. There are two sizable gaps on the schedule for, I think it was the 16th and the 17th. We don't know what day, based on that email, that the meeting actually happened, but they looked at the 16th, the day before, and that day, and there are two very large gaps in the calendar.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Today's the last day for her questions and answer session, and I believe they're going to vote on this. That's coming up today, I think, later in the day, and then the committee to get it out onto the floor of the Senate. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And hey, it's the Captain here. If you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating the right kind of foods either, or not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, have I got a deal for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. And they're little capsules that you take. You take them twice a day. And I'm telling you, it's made a difference for me, and maybe it'll make a difference for you too. So for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the wellness products they've got there, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to the balanceofnature.com website, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. All right, and back to the telephone line. Denise Simon from founderscode.com is here. Hello, hello.
Morning.
And in the meantime, we have a caller from our favorite question asker. It's Backgammon Bob. So, Mr. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Morning, Captain Denise. Got one question,
morning,
three quick comments for you.
Yep.
Do you think the vaccine will really be ready by the end of the year? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Second, sounds to me like Biden and Hunter were definitely committing crimes. Maybe the next thing we'll find out is they were booking flights to Kitty Island. And
okay.
Amy Coney Barrett, she's really making the Democrats look like a bunch of biased fools.
Yeah.
And the last thing is the tech companies in the media are trying to downplay this with Connor, Hunter, and Joe. It looks like they are censoring people and all that. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Backgammon Bob. Okay, well, vaccine, I would say, yeah, well, there's a good possibility,
yeah,
we'll have it by the end of the year, I do believe. What do you think?
Yes, yes, yes. Martha McCallum, two nights ago, I think it was, she did a fascinating interview with One of the fellas that, I don't know what his credentials were, but anyway, he was describing, why it is that we are so fast at doing these vaccines. And I say that plural because there are several companies that are doing vaccines.
Yeah.
And one of the interesting things that he said was because we have such a template now on how to do vaccines, they didn't have to kind of do that from the beginning. So the template is there, and then how they can move these things through trials is already there. So that part was really quite a fascinating thing. Now, Johnson & Johnson, I hope I didn't say this wrong, is one that had to suspend trials in their third phase of the trial for a couple of days because one person had an unexplained illness. But we don't know the details of that, if the illness was because of the vaccine or an illness in spite of the vaccine. And they also don't know, because of the kinds of trials, if it was actually a placebo or the vaccine itself. But given the world's efforts and expertise on the vaccines, and if you guys want to, you know, see if you can find that interview, it was really kind of a remarkable summary on why we are where we are with vaccines, and it should be shaming to Kamala Harris.
My question now is, what is going on in Pennsylvania? Thousands of Pennsylvania voters were sent the wrong mail-in ballots.
They blamed it on the distributor.
Jeez.
It's always somebody else's fault.
Couldn't he speak English?
I don't know.
Okay, I had to throw that in there.
I don't know, yeah. I mean, look, this is... We've had ballot issues. They're missing, they misprinted, they didn't have the right envelope, they had this, all these kinds of things. You know, and ballots just can't be that hard. I mean, we do this at least every 2 years at a minimum. I mean, mm-hmm. If it's not like a general election, you have it on a local basis. So I don't know what the big problem is all the time, except that I would say, maybe we do know what the problem is in this election cycle. But you can tell that this is going to be highly contested going into, I would say, the first and second week of November.
Now, I'm sorry, did you have something?
Nope, that's good.
Okay, how about the dueling town halls tonight?
Yeah, one network is mad at the next network for, you know, doing this. Now, I would say, given the fact that both candidates, the president and the vice president, if you will, are out on a campaign trail and holding rallies in whatever forms they are, it looks like most of Biden's are actually inside, that we should go back to the presidential debate commission and say, what gives here? Because all the things that you say that were wrong, that we had to go to a virtual debate, now have been neutralized, haven't they?
Yep.
And so as a consequence, they're both holding town halls tonight.
Tonight. Yeah, both at the same time, too.
Yes, and so it'll be very interesting because George Stephanopoulos is the one that's doing it for Biden. So let's just see if he happens to bring up any piece part of the New York Post story.
Boy, I hope he does, but I don't have any confidence that he will, do you?
No.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You just can't make this kind of stuff up either. Wells Fargo Bank has fired over 100 of their workers over the relief fund abuse on their part. Apparently, there were some irregularities where people got the PPEs or whatever, and they weren't supposed to get it. And some of these people were well-to-do companies or well-to-do individuals.
There's been a lot of that. In fact, there's a part of the Democrat Party for the state of Florida that did the same thing.
Yeah. So I don't know where that's going to go. Do you?
Oh, well, it's you know, I guess an attorney general someplace is looking at it, whether it's a state or the federal, I don't know.
Now, we really had some surprisingly good news came out of Yemen yesterday. The Trump administration secured the release of two American hostages and the remains of a third individual. That was definitely welcome news for the families of these people.
Well, yeah, one of them had actually been detained there for about 3.5 years. But I will say that we had to do this on a prisoner swap, so we had to give back about 200. So the ratio on this release was 200-3.
Lindsey Graham is in quite a fight in South Carolina, apparently, what's going on there. He's still... it's back and forth. One poll says one thing, one poll says another thing. But the fact of the matter is that, he just raised a whole bunch of money. His Democratic opponent had raised a whole bunch of money. Where do you see that going?
I can't answer that. You know, all we can do is look at the polls, and, you know, they're not terribly favorable to Lindsey Graham. And they just had, he and his challenger had a debate, which I think went fairly well for Lindsey Graham, but it kind of doesn't matter. I think our little friend, Stacey Abrams,
yeah,
out of Georgia, who has raised a pile of money, I think she's thrown a bunch of money into that race against Lindsey Graham.
Okay, and finally, Trump says Pelosi doesn't care about the American workers. He's ready to sign a stimulus, but she doesn't want to have anything to do with it.
She does not. She's even said so. She said it in a roundabout kind of weird way on Wolf Blitzer's show the other night.
Yeah, and that's because she doesn't want to do anything to give any type of help at all or make it look like Donald Trump has been helped by this. But the Democrats and people on her own side of the aisle and other congressmen in California came out and said, hey, Nancy, get something done here. My people are complaining.
Well, a lot of her caucus has done the same thing. So she's getting pressure, but she's standing stern. She doesn't care.
Well, I guess we'll know soon, won't we?
Yep. Now, before we go, don't forget that Bruce Orr quit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Bruce Orr quit.
That's a big one.
Yep.
That's a big one.
We'll have to talk about that tomorrow because here comes the music. So, all right, I will see you then. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. And that's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. In the meantime, I am coming right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. A New York newspaper claims to have uncovered a smoking gun linking former Vice President Joe Biden to a corrupt Ukrainian natural gas producer. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The New York Post reporting Wednesday, a never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma allegedly emailed Hunter Biden in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email thanked Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, then the vice president. The emails reportedly came from a laptop formerly owned by Biden that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware, but never paid for or picked up. The computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted the feds to their existence. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Both Twitter and Facebook have blocked the story on their platforms. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you, two campuses where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. That is a very highly rewarding, a highly paying job. And they're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. The other one is here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, I would suggest that you take a tour of the closest facility to you and see what they have to offer and ask any questions that you want, and then you'll get answers straight from the source and be able to see what it is that you'll be getting into. So, the number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number, schedule an appointment, and take a look at what the National Aviation Academy has to offer. And I'm sure you're going to be glad that you did. All right. The deployment demands, training requirements also, are going to be reduced, Army leaders announced this week, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy. He said, building from momentum of the last 3 years, we must seek balance of readiness with our other ambitions. So we'll see how that works out for the Army. Now, can the military prosecute decades-old rape cases? The Supreme Court will soon decide that one. There's always the potential for someone to make a rape allegation now from 20 years ago, and all of a sudden this has to be relevant. That seems to be the problem. Does the statute of limitations warrant coming into play here and entertaining the dismissal of this? By the way, the Army's advisors will have to share some friends with China. There's a concerted effort to build mill-to-mill relationships between many of the partners we work with, and the PLA, the People's Liberation Army of China, is one of those. Defense Secretary Mark Esper stopped short of committing to keep troops away from polling stations last month. That's been talked about. We'll see. And President Donald Trump has told top advisors he wants to withdraw U.S. troops from Somalia, according to people familiar with the matter, allowing him to make good on a campaign pledge to bring the trucks home. We'll see what happens. Somalia is another one of those hotbeds. Don't hear a lot about it, but it's still going strong over there. And the U.S. Army has demonstrated the ability to remotely control electronic warfare sensors through an over-the-air data link and feed the information back to a central battlefield management tool. In addition, U.S. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy reported in his speech at the Association of the U.S. Army Conference that the Pentagon's hypersonic missile was able to hit within 6 inches of its target. Wow. Wow. Now, the Army will see a significant shift in funding from its current fleet to new and more modern capability aircraft designed to fight in multi-domain operations in fiscal 2023, so says the Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy. Also, the Army and Lockheed Martin are preparing for the first test firing of an extended version of the Guided Multiple Launch Rocket System, which will double the rocket's reach. General Dynamics Land Systems debuted its new medium-class robotic combat vehicle, known as the Tracked Robot 10-Ton TRX, at the Association of U.S. Army's annual conference. And the U.S. Army's future long-range assault aircraft program has passed through the Army Requirements Oversight Council's gauntlet and received preliminary approval of its abbreviated capabilities development document, bringing the aircraft one step closer to a competitive procurement. That'll be interesting when that gets going. By the way, barracks overhauls worth more than $9 billion, is coming to Army posts soon. The Army aims to eliminate or improve its substandard barracks by the end of fiscal year 2030. To do so, it's requested $9.6 billion for barracks repair and reconstruction. They can't do that fast enough in some areas. Oshkosh Defense out of Wisconsin has received a contract for 322 command and liaison vehicles from Belgium. Also, the Arnold Defense Company announced that two customers have purchased the Fletcher Laser Guided Rocket System, although details of quality, value, and identity of the customers remain silent. Now, Israel's Missile Defense Organization is looking to develop some directed energy capabilities and is in early talks with the Pentagon about collaborating on these efforts, according to the agency director, Moshe Patel. Now, 22 service members overseas tested positive for COVID-19 in South Korea. They'll all be quarantined. Women in combat are wearing the same body armor that men wear. And Air Force Major Julie Rollison says that the new body armor, which is being filled specifically for women, is more than a matter of fit and weight. It could be life or death, and that's definitely true. Now, House lawmakers want to extend family separation pay to sequestered sailors. Sailors sequestered away from their families for a coronavirus precaution would be eligible to receive their family separation allowance earlier under a provision in the House of Representatives version of the 2021 Defense Department budget. The National Museum of the United States Army plans to open on Veterans Day. I'm sure there'll be a big ceremony for that. And the Navy celebrated 245 years, the birth of the United States Navy. Its early American leaders would be astonished to see today what their fledgling Navy has become as one of the world's, if not the world's, most dominant fleet anywhere. And it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. Now, the U.S. Navy is looking to build a new generation of destroyers from a clean sheet design, following the model of one of its most successful ship classes, the Arleigh Burke-class DDG. We'll see where that goes. And the USS Nimitz, the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz, has become the first U.S. aircraft carrier to put the Navy's coronavirus-related port call procedures to the test in Bahrain, where it poured into that, pulled into that port last week. Now, the USS Tornado and its size made it capable of navigating into shallow waters as well as working with partner nation coast guards closer to shore than other ships. The USS Tornado completes its patrol and is now assigned to the U.S. Fourth Fleet. There'll be more of those ships, too, coming out. Watch and see. Now, in Norway, they sold their once secret sub-base nearly a decade ago, but it's taken on a new relevance as Russia steps up its activity in the region. It is a cave facility that U.S. submarines could soon operate from in Norway. And I saw a picture of that, and it's really fascinating. Underground. By the way, one B-1B Lancer bomber is having a lengthy breakdown, but for a good reason. They're stripping the B-1 bomber down to its bolts to make a digital twin. We'll see how that all works out. All right, here comes the music. And that means Chris Markowski is right around the corner. Going to talk to him about Social Security because Joe Biden's got a plan. And I got the plan in front of me, and I'm going to run it by Chris and see what he has to say. Because if we don't do anything, in about 15 years, there may not be any more Social Security money left. How about that? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. That's Donna Fiducia up there, Carlton, Georgia way, and we appreciate her. She's right about now in the horse barn up there, Double D Stables, and they're up there, she and her husband Don, doing their morning chores, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, because they're just up the road from Fort Benning. Now, in the times which we're living, somebody needs to give you a break, and with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you their guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim, and they come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. So, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or even Port Charlotte, or other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you to get that extra $100 cash today. Well, joining us right now, we've got the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski. Hello, sir.
Hey, good morning.
I'll give you two words and let you run with it and see where you go. You ready?
Ready.
Hunter Biden.
I don't know. See, I told you so. I mean, where should we go with this? But, yeah, this is starting to make people think that you're – I mean, obviously, your listeners understand this. My listeners, people who watch certain outlets understand this. Most of the country has not a clue.
Nope.
Most of the country is going to be fed that this is some sort of conspiracy. And, you know, I know a lot of people out there think that this is going to actually go somewhere and hurt Joe Biden. I'm going to take the opposite. I don't think it's going to affect anything right at this point in time. No way, because they'll just bottle it up and they'll push it somewhere else. It's almost a non-event right now.
Well, we have dueling town halls tonight. NBC, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and ABC with George Stephanopoulos and Joe Biden, both at the same time. I wonder if Steffi Stephanopoulos has got the guts to bring this up to Joe Biden.
No way. It's not going to come up. If it does come up, it's going to be structured in a way so Joe's going to be able to talk his way out of it. That's how it's going to work. And it's going to end up being another vast right wing conspiracy type of Hillary Clinton move. So no, I don't think it's going to matter much at this point in time. And, I think that probably most Americans are probably worried about other things rather than this. Extra read all about it. Career Washington politicians and family corrupt. I think everyone knows that by now.
Mm-hmm. Now, no matter who is elected president in less than 3 weeks, Social Security will be one of the largest challenges they'll have to address during their term. Agreed?
Oh, Social Security is always a big issue.
And according to a Bankrate article, time is running out for anyone to do anything. Now, this is what the article said, and it's a quote. The Social Security Administration is projecting that retirees will receive 100% of their promised benefits for only 15 more years, after which only 79% of those payouts will be recovered. Meanwhile, about 65 million Americans in 2020 will receive payments. Now, Joe Biden has a plan. I've got it in front of me. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Number one. Apply payroll taxes on wages above $400,000. Raise the Social Security rate.
It's going to create what it's called a donut hole. So you're going to continue to pay up, $137,000, and then you're not going to pay until you make over $400,000, and then you're going to start paying taxes on your pay again. Above that, again, this is going to raise many people's taxes to just ridiculous levels. Not to mention the fact that, the people that are paying in right now, the full amount, they're never going to see that money, in their lifetime. They're not. It's a tax. I mean, I know a lot of people out there, love Social Security, think it's this grand thing. It's not. It's a tax. And many people pay into it. They're not going to get nearly what they paid into it. I've always been a big advocate of slowly but surely turning Social Security into a private plan. Imagine if over the years, rather than politicians taking the surplus dollars and spending them on other crap all over the country, imagine if they actually invested them in a conservative manner.
Yeah.
The type of money that people would have, the checks they'd be getting would be astronomical. No, it's Washington, D.C. They like to take money and provide people checks. And when people rely upon Social Security, guess what? They rely upon the government. Mm-hmm. They're relying upon someone else. I know a lot of people out there, well, I paid into it. It went into my account. You don't have an account. All the money goes to the Treasury. There's no account. There's no lockbox. There's no money that is put aside for you. Okay. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's the same damn thing that Bernie Madoff did.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's number two. Increase the special minimum benefits for Americans who have worked for 30 years.
Okay. Well, again, that's an easy one. You promised that you're going to start paying people more money. I mean, I started working when I was what? Outside of my father, waiting tables when I was 12. I mean, I've been working for a lot longer than 30 years. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't know. Again, they always like to promise here's more checks, here's more money.
Yeah, I got 50 cents an hour, 12 years old. I remember that. Now, here's number three. Americans who've been receiving payments for at least 20 years would see a higher benefit.
If there's something for 20 years, I'm sorry.
Americans who have received payments for at least 20 years would see a higher benefit.
Okay. Yeah, again, promise people more money. Where's that money coming from? Even if the taxes that you want to raise on Social Security, there's not enough there. But again, we're at a point in time where we're in crazy land where, you know, we're just printing and printing and printing. So who knows what they may be able to pull off.
Yeah, and here's the next one. Increased benefits for survivors or widowed spouses.
Again, it's trying to get reelected. Just, you know, you're going to cut people, you know, more checks, more money. Where is it going to come from? Yeah, where is all this money going to come from? The system in and of itself is already going bankrupt. At what point in time? Where are you going to get the money to pay for all of this?
Yeah.
It's great. I can, you know, I'm going to send everybody an extra this amount of money, and I'm going to send everybody a case of beer and all of these things, but where's the money going to come from?
Well, here's the last one. Base annual increases off a price index for the elderly. For example, the cost of living for Social Security this year coming up is going to be 1.3%.
Yeah, the cost of living increase has always been too low. You're not getting any argument from me there. You're not. But that's part of the problem with the entire program. Listen, the ages for Social Security and when you can receive it, they needed to go up a long time ago. People keep living longer. If you get to a certain age, you have a really good chance of living. You know, you get to 65, there's a really good chance you're living to 75, and 75 is a much greater chance you're living to 85. So these retirement plans aren't designed properly. The age needs to come up. There's just no doubt about it. It's just based upon demographics and the fact that people are living longer and healthier lives. But again, no one wants to deal with that.
Well, you're right, because with the exception of the first one, the solutions that I mentioned would require more revenue or a higher allocation of revenue from a system that's already in a budgetary mess, and not to mention the fact that Biden's proposal of more payroll taxes on the wealthy could backfire. For example, those facing a higher tax bill could simply find loopholes or, guess what, move to a country that's got lower taxes.
Well, there's a lot of different ways you're going to be able to, especially, you know, you form your own small business. You can lower your taxes. You can make revenue not salary revenue. You can make it, business revenue. There's a myriad of things you can do. Plus, not to mention the fact, what are you going to do, you know, if you're making $390,000 a year and your boss wants to give you a raise for, you know, I don't know, $20,000. You're going to be like, no way, boss. No, you figure something else out. Give me something else. I don't want it. Because if you do that, you know, I'm going to end up making less money because of all the taxes you're going to start banging me out with.
Mm-hmm. So that's the Biden plan. What do you think?
No, it doesn't work. And I don't see it flying at this point in time. But you never know. Senior citizens are often their worst enemies. They never want to reform or actually take a look at Social Security and see what can be done to make it actually work and better.
All right, my friend, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Chris Markowski, check him out. And by the way, don't forget his programs all over the country on the weekends. Heard on many of these same stations. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.